Investment Flash.
Buddy, if you thought AI was cooling off, think again. Micron just posted a 15-fold profit surge, and the dollar is ripping higher on hawkish fund vibes. It's a market split right down the middle. Let's get into it.
Good morning and welcome to Investment Flash, London edition for June 25th. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. All right, boys, Micron's blowout earnings are the headline, but the real story might be the cratering debasement trade.
Cratering? Marie, that's a strong word. Let's start with the party. Micron's quarterly profit up 1,500%. No, seriously, 15-fold. They're seeing insatiable AI memory demand, and the whole semiconductor complex is catching fire. The SMH ETF is up 66% this year, and SK Hynix just filed to raise $29 billion in a U.S. listing. That's not caution. That's all in conviction.
66% year to date, Tom. Come on. The SMH is trading at over 40 times trailing earnings. When a StarCore ETF is up that much, I start checking my watch. The good news might be priced in. Been in the FT for days.
But see, Gerald, the catalysts are fresh. Micron's beat isn't just a number. It's a signal that enterprise AI spending is holding up. Plus, the SK Hynix listing is huge. I mean, $29 billion? That's a capital raise that says, we're building for the next decade. You don't do that if you think demand peaks this quarter.
Exactly, Marie. This is the kind of news that lifts all boats. NVIDIA, AMD, the Korea ETF, all ripping. I'm looking at the SMH, just 8% from its all-time high, and I'm thinking new records incoming.
You sound an awful lot like you did yesterday, Tom, when you were buying the semiconductor ETF. Up another 3% today, yeah? I half expect you to start naming your children after these tickers.
Fair point. But my eccentric call from yesterday is sleeping while semis run wild. Sometimes you just ride the wave, buddy.
All right, but let's talk about the other side of the coin. The debasement trade is absolutely unwinding. Gold down 8% this year. Silver down 21%. Bitcoin tumbling. The dollar is suddenly the anti-debasement play, up over 3%.
Now, this is my favorite chart. The Bloomberg piece pins it on Kevin Warsh, the likely next Fed chair, being a card-carrying hawk. Markets are repricing rate expectations, and that's poison for gold and crypto. I've been saying the dollar had room to run. The DXY could rally another 6% to its 52-week high.
Wait, so you're telling me a guy who isn't even confirmed yet is single-handedly crushing the debasement trade? I find that a little hard to believe, Gerald. Positioning was just crowded.
No, Tom, it's not just him. It's the idea that the Fed might actually tighten again. The whole thesis of buying gold to hedge against currency debasement falls apart if real rates are heading higher. That's structural. It's not just a Warsh bet.
Oh, it's real. Gold is down 5.8% just this week. The Bloomberg piece literally calls it the unraveling. And you know how much I love when analysts use the word unraveling.
Only Gerald gets a kick out of the thesaurus entry in a sell-off.
All right, but here's the thing. The Mag 7 stumble is actually connected. Yesterday, we said Mag 7 to Lag 7. And today, Microsoft is down 22.7% year to date. Apple is up just 8. The one decision trade is fracturing.
No way, Marie. That's way too broad. NVIDIA is still the AI outlier. And look, the Micron beat directly lifts NVIDIA. They're up 5% year to date. Sure, but they could pop big on this. The Mag 7 isn't dead, it's just narrowing.
Mate, Tom, even NVIDIA is 16% below its high. The rotation out of these mega caps is real. When the one decision stocks stop being one decision, you get dispersion. And that's where active management earns its fees.
Hold on, I want to push back on the Mag 7 narrative a bit. The WSJ is making a valuation gravity argument, but they're missing the fact that AI capex is still flowing. That money lands somewhere, and the pure play chip names are the direct beneficiaries. Maybe we should be watching the Mag 7 to see who pivots hardest into AI infrastructure.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Marie. NVIDIA's growth narrative is revived. AMD up 132% year to date. I mean, that's not a stumble, that's a sprint.
AMD's forward PE of 39, Tom. A sprint into what? A brick wall? Fair enough, the earnings are there, but I'd rather buy banks at 11 times earnings, which, by the way, just aced the Fed stress tests. Can we talk about that?
Right, the stress tests. U.S. banks would lose $700 billion in a severe crash, but they passed easily. J.P. Morgan and Bank of America can now boost dividends and buybacks. The bank ETF is at a 52-week high.
And the financials ETF is still down 2% year-to-date, trading at a discount. That's a catch-up trade written all over it. I'd be buying J.P. Morgan here, 4% year-to-date and cheap.
I'm with Tom on this one. The stress tests were a layup. Pre-release scenarios, gentle assumptions, but it removes a risk overhang. These banks are swimming in capital, and now they can return it. A 14 times forward PE for J.P. Morgan is a steal.
Okay, but were the stress tests really that meaningful if everyone knew they'd pass? It's a checkbox exercise. The real test is credit quality if we actually go into a downturn. And with rates high, that's not off the table.
Fair, but the capital return catalyst is real. Now let's switch gears. The robo-taxi race is heating up. Uber just wrote $500 million checks to lock in autonomous fleets, and the stock surged 6% last session.
Wait, Uber is still down 11% year-to-date, Tom. The market isn't fully convinced this robo-taxi strategy pays off. Tesla and Waymo are chasing the same dream, but execution is everything.
That's exactly the opportunity, Marie. The spending spree is underappreciated. Uber positions itself as the gatekeeper, and that's a re-rating story. Tesla, on the other hand, is down 14% and needs to show real autonomous progress.
Waymo is a footnote inside Alphabet. Until there's a spin-off, it's just noise. But speaking of quick stock moves, the earnings movers are wild today. Cerebras plunged to a 52-week low on margins, a stark reminder that not all AI plays win.
Yeah, brutal. But then you've got Wendy soaring 25% on a short squeeze. Reddit's finest are back, buddy. 23% short interest? That's a tinderbox.
A short squeeze on a fast food stock? The investment criteria of 2026. Does it have waffle fries and 23% short interest? That's a buy signal now.
Fair enough. But Arm Holdings is up 213% year-to-date on agentic AI demand, while Take-Two popped on GTA 6 presales. There's some real earnings momentum mixed in with the chaos.
FedEx slid on spin-off disappointment, but honestly, the short-duration bond trade is the macro call that matters. T. Rowe Price has buy short duration because inflation risk is underestimated. The TLT, barely positive, vulnerable.
This is the underrated story. The bond market isn't pricing in enough inflation persistence. If the Fed is actually hawkish, we should see a steeper move in yields. TLT only eked out a 1.4% gain last session, and the silence is deafening.
I'm parked in short duration SHV, and I'm sleeping fine. The long end is a trap, if T. Rowe's right. And here's an odd one. Dassault Aviation won an EU court case saying private jets can be environmentally sustainable, only in Europe, but it lifts a regulatory cloud.
Private jets now green? The EU has a funny way of defining sustainability. But Dassault is up 5% and 19% below its high, a re-rating story if I've ever seen one.
It's a niche regulatory win, but it speaks to the broader split. AI and select cyclicals are finding catalysts, while the macro pessimism hits gold and long bonds. Our view is a market in two halves.
Exactly. That's the split.
100%.
And the cleanest expression of this? A pair trade. Long the SMH semiconductor ETF against short the GLD gold ETF. Isolate AI versus debasement. No need to bet on rates or dollars directly.
I'll take the other side of that pair trade if I could. But fine. The bear case. Micron's beat is priced in, SMH at 40 times trailing, and gold could snap back if inflation data surprises later this week.
Right. And the missing piece is the treasury market. Yields haven't spiked, so the bond market isn't fully buying the hawkish Fed story. If inflation comes in hot, the whole dollar trade could reverse hard.
But for now, momentum is with AI and the dollar. I'm buying the NASDAQ ETF too, up 16% year to date and flirting with new highs.
Of course you are. As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just three people who talk too much about markets.
Speak for yourself, Gerald. I talk just the right amount. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts.
And that's a wrap. We'll be back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Lots more to discuss.
Hopefully not another 15-fold profit. I need a breather.
Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
Investment